From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. After more than 2,000 children have been separated from their parents after illegally crossing into the United States from Mexico, President Donald Trump is now calling on federal agencies to reunite the families. Public outrage over the separation prompted Trump to sign an executive order stopping the border separations of migrant children from adults. City mayors from both political parties across the U.S. gathered in Texas Thursday. Here's Stephen Benjamin of Columbia, South Carolina.
The nation's mayors are here today to lend strength and a bipartisan voice to the fight for a more just and humane immigration policy.
Republican Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, says major steps must be taken to fix the U.S. immigration process.
This is neither a Republican nor a Democratic process. This is something that needs to be handled out of Washington, D.C. Immigration is all-encompassing. It's not just the fact that they're separating children in an inhumane manner. It's the fact is that we need to reconcile and resolve our immigration process.
Several hundred people demonstrated in front of the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City on Thursday.
Familias unidas, jamás divididas.
Familias unidas.
They're protesting against the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy regarding immigration. And in Washington, lawmakers were twice forced to postpone final voting on an immigration law, first until Friday and then punting it to next week as negotiators made a last-ditch push for support. We have more coverage on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.